Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will be looking at the work done by men and women as part of the Great War. During the Great War, men and women both played in a variety of important roles, whether abroad or at home. We will begin by discussing the work carried out by men. The most obvious role that men played during the war was fighting as part of the military. British military men served in either the Army, Navy or Air Force, whether they had volunteered to fight or had been conscripted to do so. The biggest number of men in the military served in the Army. As soldiers, they had various jobs to do. This included fighting in the trenches, but also included specialist skills such as machine gunning, tunnelling or even cooking. The Navy played a role in fighting and also in ensuring supplies reached Britain, or didn't get elsewhere, as in the naval blockade of Germany. Sailors on ships might work as gunners, signalmen stokers, or cooks. Other men served on submarines. The Air Force was the smallest part of Britain's military. Air Force pilots at first took part in spying missions to watch the enemy, but over time, when guns were added to planes, pilots would take part in dogfights. Not all men, however, went to war. Some of them weren't of age to be conscripted, or they were rejected due to injury and so on. Some people refused to fight as they were conscientious objectors, and others stayed at home because they worked in reserved occupations. These were jobs which meant they wouldn't be conscripted because they were an important part of the war effort. Examples of reserved jobs included shipbuilders, munitions workers and miners. Britain could not win the war without these men working at home, so instead they were not sent to war. Other jobs were reserved because they were important to help the country continue to function normally during the war. Examples of these jobs included bus and train drivers, doctors and also farmers, to ensure the country had enough food for the war. Women also played an extremely important role. When men went off to fight, especially after the introduction of conscription in 1916, this left a variety of jobs which still needed done. Women stepped into various roles to support the country's war effort. Women worked in jobs that kept the country going, including being bus conductors and drivers. Other women became police officers or firefighters. And some women worked on farms, growing the food that the country needed. Some women worked directly in Britain to support the war effort. They were employed in munitions factories, making the weapons that were used to fight. And other women worked in different types of factories too. Women were also given the opportunity to work in professional jobs which were usually done by men. More women had the chance to become doctors, and some joined the civil service. In addition, there was more women who became employed as teachers. Women in these jobs often earned more than they had done before the war, although they were still paid less than men would have been. At the end of the war, most women were dismissed from their jobs and the work was given back to men. Or if the women stayed in their jobs, it was to be done so at a reduced wage. Many women went abroad to support Britain's fight in the war. They worked as doctors, nurses and ambulance drivers at the front. Others became mechanics and cooks, so freeing up the soldiers to take part in fighting. One famous female worker was Elsie Ingalls. Ingalls was from Glasgow and offered the British government her services to set up a field hospital. When this offer was declined, she was given support from France's government to do so instead. Another famous woman involved in the Great War was the nurse Edith Cavell. Cavell was a British nurse based in Belgium and treated soldiers from all sides. However, she was eventually shot by the Germans after helping British soldiers escape.